1 Corinthians chapter 11. Last week during our celebration of the resurrection of Christ, we learned that there were many people that wanted Jesus to die on the Roman cross. We learned that the Roman government wanted Jesus to die to keep the peace, that the Jewish authorities wanted Jesus to die to keep their status quo. We saw the people in the crowd wanted Jesus to die because they didn't know any better. They believed what other people believed. They followed along with the popular opinion of the day. We learned that Jesus himself wanted to die to set sinners free, that even God the Father wanted his Son to die to release us all from the debt of the sin that we owed. God could have saved his Son at any point of the trial, of the torture, of the crucifixion, but he allowed his Son to die, which made him a part of his own Son's death. Church, we should always mourn the death of Christ, but we should celebrate the fact of his resurrection. Amen? Today, as we're gathered here this morning, we're going to do something that Jesus asked each and every one of us to do. So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start reading in verse 17. And Paul records, "Now in giving the following instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For to begin with, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you." And I praise God, I don't know of any division in this church. There are divisions in all churches. I mean, I don't know of one division in 8 years that I've seen in this church. Amen? That's something to be proud of. But I hear that there's divisions among you in the church. There are divisions, and in part I believe it. There must indeed be factions among you so that the approved among you may be recognized. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not really to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one person is hungry while another is drunk. Don't you have houses to eat in and to drink in? Or do you look down on the church of God and embarrass those who have nothing? What should I say to you? Should I praise you? I do not praise you for this. For indeed, for the Lord, I have received from the Lord what I also passed unto you. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's pray. Father, we come to you asking forgiveness of sins again, Lord. Asking you to forgive us where we fail you. Asking us to cleanse our hearts. Help us to search our hearts out and see where we have sinned against you, God. And earnestly confess and repent those sins. Lord, help us this morning to realize who we are, what you've done, and what you continue to do for us, Lord. We praise you in all that we say and do right now, Lord. In Jesus' name I do pray, and all God's children said, amen. Church, I think you heard me emphasize in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Well, why is it? Why is it that you think that Jesus told his apostles in Scripture, and is telling us today because it's recorded in his word for us today, why is it that God is telling us in his word today to remember him? I mean, after all, we're talking about Jesus, the greatest man who ever walked this earth, the God-man, the one who never sinned, is telling us, Colin, to remember him. Remember him. Why is it that he's telling us in Scripture, Brother Frank, to remember him? Well, this is why. We're a forgetful creation. We are a forgetful creation. Now, I have a short list of things that I forget. It could be much longer. I'm telling you, it could be much longer. Wives, you can attest that men are bad about forgetting, right? Right, Ms. Janelle? Janelle, she's not. I'm not. No, I'm not doing it. But we forget, don't we, Jason? And where it doesn't bother us how we forget, it drives our wives absolutely crazy. Does it not? And it's not that we don't care. It's just we don't remember. Right? I'm not getting much sympathy. Well, here's some things. I do forget things at times. I purposely, in my mind, if you go in my house right now, if you go in my closet, let's take an imaginary journey. I'm almost military, Jim. I really am. You walk in my closet, and my short-sleeve shirts are all the way hanging on one side, my short-sleeve dress shirts right here. Right beside my short-sleeve dress shirts are my short-sleeve-like T-shirts that are, like, dressy. Beside those are my long-sleeve dress shirts on the bottom. Now, you go to the top are all my, you know, my button-down collar shirts and my dress shirts that I have with my suits. Right beside those are my suits. Now, at one time, I mean, I was you know, really crazy. I mean, I color coordinated, Jim. I had the white ones here, the blue ones here, you know, all the other color. Jim, you do that? Amen, yeah. Now, if you go in my drawers, and my you know, in my Chester drawers, I have a drawer that is just for undershirts. And they're folded. They're not just thrown in there. They have to be folded. Now, I don't iron them, Jim. But they're folded, and then I have, you know, other drawers. That's just me. That's how I function. But I still lose things from time to time. I misplace things. There's things that I absolutely cannot stand to lose. I have a toolbox. And when I, Gary, work on something at the house, I'll use a screwdriver or a, you know, adjustable wrench or a metric wrench or a, you know, a standard wrench. And I will not go in the house and wash my hands until, guess what? I put it back where it belongs. Now, Steve, it's a little harder nowadays to blame my children on losing tools because they're not there. When something's gone and it's not where it's supposed to be, I get on the phone. Kyle, you been to the house? But there's one object, y'all, that I never seem to put. It's never in its place. I have this little digital AM/FM radio that I run with. And it has to be charged, I guess, about twice a week to get a full charge. Now, the charger is a unusual, I mean, it used to charge one of my phones, but it doesn't anymore. And every time I use it, in my mind, I take it, as soon as I get done, Gary, just like the tools, I'll take that charger and I'll put it in the top drawer, top front left of my drawer, and I'll shut the drawer. I just charged it last night. I bet you if I go home tonight, right now, it's not there. And I put it there. I know I put it there. But we forget where we put things. And I'll find it in my shaving kit under the thing. And I mean, I don't know how in the world it got under my in there. It's crazy. But I've forgotten appointments at times. You know, I've had, just appointments to meet somebody here or have lunch with somebody or to counsel with somebody. And I'll be sitting at the house. About a year ago, we had the finance committee. Look at Deborah. We only do that once a year. And we were to meet up here on some weeknight. I think it was a Monday. I think it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. About 7:45, I get a call. I'm sitting there, you know, I'm in my shorts, my T-shirt, and phone rings. Who was it that called me? Was it you called me? Yeah. Steve? Yeah. Preacher, did you forget anything tonight? Well, no. I'm sitting there, you know. What's going on? Well, we're having the finance committee meeting. Well, that's kind of important, right? The finances of the church and the preachers of the house. But I made the end of it. But we forget appointments at times. I have forgotten important dates at times. Now, I have not ever forgotten my anniversary, and I haven't ever forgotten my wife's birthday. Although it seems like my birthday gets forgotten quite often, which is this Friday. And my anniversary gets, you know, forgotten quite. Why is that? I mean, why don't the men get something on for anniversary? Huh? He does? Oh, right. That's great, Michael. I'm glad somebody does. But I forget dates from time to time. Church, I have forgotten. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've forgotten to return calls from time to time. I've forgotten to make a visit. In my mind, I'll sit in my office and I'll do my things and I'll say, okay, I'm going to make a visit I'll forget. Or somebody will tell me, listen, so-and-so is going to be in the hospital, and I'll make a mental note, I'll put it in my calendar, and I'll totally forget. We are a forgetful creation. All of these might sound petty to you, but I personally do not like to forget anything. But with age, I know there'll be much more that I'll forget. Now, there's some very important things in my life that I've forgotten. I do not remember much of my children as they were growing up. I was working. When my children were small, I was working my head off, sometimes two jobs, sometimes three jobs. Anytime I could get overtime, I was working overtime. And I've told y'all in times past, I've never been more ashamed than one night I was finishing up my shift, and then I started working a second shift, and Amy calls me and says, "What you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm working overtime, sweetie. I'm trying to, you know, trying to get us ahead." And she said, "Well, you know what today is?" I said, "Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know. Listen, I've got to get back to work." "No, today's your son's birthday." Yeah, I don't remember a lot about my children when they were children, and it really bothers me. I don't remember names of people that I dearly loved and places that I served. And I see their faces, and I remember loving them and them loving me to pieces, but I don't remember their names. Church, then there's things that I've forgotten that I so desperately wish I could recall. I wish I could remember the smell of my grandmother's house when she was cooking dumplings and old cat head biscuits. Any of y'all's grandmothers make cat head biscuits? There was never a time, Miss Shirley, when I walked to my grandmother's house. It didn't matter. It did not matter what time you walked into my grandmother's house. You could open her oven, and there were cat head biscuits in that oven. And there was a pot of rice with chicken parts on the stove. Yeah, I said that right, chicken parts. You don't know what was in there. You just ate it. I miss that smell. I wish that I could remember the way my dad smelled when I was a child, when he was walking out the door to go to work as a child. I remember his cologne. I remember exactly the cologne that he wore. He wore that Javon Musk. Y'all remember that when it was popular? I remember that. But I've tried to smell it, but it doesn't smell the same as it smelled on my dad. I wish that I could remember his smile and his laugh, what his laugh sounded like. I just don't remember. I don't remember. Church, the older I get, the older we get, the more that we're going to forget. That is why Jesus is telling us to remember me. Jesus is telling us, remember me. Well, what is it that Jesus wants us to remember? Everything. Everything. He wants us to remember how he came to this earth, what he did while he was on this earth, how he touched the blind, how he healed the sick, how he made the lame to walk again, how he rose the dead from the grave, how he raised himself from the grave. He wants us to remember everything. He wants us to remember how he saved us, where we were when Jesus called our name, where we were when he gave us the opportunity to accept him. He wants us to remember the day that we accepted him. We might not know the actual date, but he wants us to remember what took place when he saved us. He wants us to remember how our lives have changed since he saved us. This morning, Jesus wants us to remember. He wants us to remember. I want to give you a little something to help you remember. Lee, if you will, play that video. This time I want Jeff, if you will, to come. Let's all stand. I want us to have a time of invitation. If you want to just come and spend some time at the altar, if you have some unconfessed sins in your life, if you want to just spend a little bit of time with the Lord before we partake of the Lord's Supper, I want to offer that invitation to you right now. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for this day. Lord, we pray that you would help us to see ourselves as you see us this morning. Before we take of the Lord's Supper, and we do remember you. God, help us to fall in love with you every single day and remember who you are and what you've done in our lives. In Christ Jesus' name, I do pray. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, if you need to come down to the altar and just spend some time with the Lord, this is your time. Will you come?